Coming up on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Episode number 36, my guest today, Isabel Smith. How to transition from poor eating habits to healthy ones, why you need to take time for yourself, and how to find more joy in your life. That and more with Isabel Smith is coming up. And if I can ask a favor, just hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real, Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So thrilled to have Isabel Smith on with us today. Isabel is a highly sought-after celebrity dietitian, fitness expert, and wellness influencer for brands, corporations, and individuals. She is the founder of two brands, Isabel Smith Nutrition and Lifestyle by Isabel, and her expert opinion has been featured in Cosmopolitan, Elle Magazine, Women's Health, and more. Isabel, so happy to talk with you today. First off, can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Bill, thanks so much for having me. It's such a treat to be with you today and talk a little bit about health and wellness. I love what I do. So if when I'm not working with clients or brands or writing, you know, I'm living the life that I'm preaching, honestly. I'm usually found moving, walking my dogs in Central Park or seeking out new fun spots for green juices. I love what I do. You know, I'm somebody that it finds balance super important, and so I like to play as hard as I work within reason.
That's cool. I like that. I like to play as hard as I work. That's good. I like it. All right, Isabel, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Take time for yourself. Make space for you.
And most of us don't do that. That's why it makes sense when you say that.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. It is the most important thing you can do because you can't really take care of others. We all have people in our lives that we need to take care of or want to take care of. And if you don't fuel yourself and your wellness, you can't take care of other people nearly as well.
Okay, so give us a few tips then. How do we do that? It sounds easy, but I think a lot of people have trouble applying that to their real lives. Give us some tips.
Sure. So first and foremost, when it comes to, I find people get too busy, quote unquote, for exercise, right? I think that's garbage because I think if we schedule it, you know, even if it's 15 minutes, you wake up 15 minutes earlier and you go for a walk three times around your house in the backyard, that's great. Make a schedule for it. Make time in your schedule like you would another appointment. Similarly to eating well, it's all about preparation. Keep a few items on hand, one in your car, one in your desk or wherever you are for most of the day, and probably one in your most frequently used bag. For men, it might be your gym bag. For women, it might be your purse. Snacks like almonds or a healthy bar. I've got a few favorites that I love. You want to make sure that there's some protein. I'd say between 3 and 5 grams of either protein or fiber or fat, 3 to 5 grams of either one of those three, so that you're always on top of your hunger when it happens. Sleeping is another important thing. Try to go to bed earlier. Get an eye mask and some earplugs. They do a great job of helping to promote good sleep. And try to meditate. There's a lot of great apps, Buddhify, Headspace, Calm. Even if you get through 2 minutes of guided meditation a day, it helps.
Those are great tips. So you just laid it out there for us. You are dropping the value on us, Isabel. I appreciate that. So first off, schedule time. I love how you said, even if you walk around the garage three times, get out there and do it.
Who cares? Move.
Who cares? Move. Eating prep. So that's an interesting tip. Put something in your car your desk, mm-hmm. your bag. I know so many times I've been hungry and it's in my car. It's like, okay, where's the nearest fast food? But I guess if you have a good protein bar, that would keep you from going through the, you know, the drive-through and ordering horrible fast food.
Totally. Absolutely.
So that makes sense. And then, of course, sleeping and then the meditation thing, which I urge everyone to at least try it. You've got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Try it. And with these apps, like you just suggested, it makes it very easy to follow along and do.
And they're free, most of them, too. So there's really no excuse.
I think I already know the answer to this, but many people struggle with health and with weight. And with so much information and tools available, why is it so darn hard then to get and stay healthy?
You know, I think most people, most of my clients, most people, if you bump into them on the street and you ask them what they should be doing, they can answer you because you're right. There is so much information out there. But the hardest thing is staying accountable and honest to yourself throughout the process. It's very easy, I find, especially at this time of year, I hear a lot of excuses. I'm busy. There's this, there's that. It's all about being accountable and honest with yourself about the decisions you make. So I love people to write things down. Write down your emotions. Be aware of them, right? Be aware of why you're looking for a snack at 4 p.m. other than your blood sugar being low because you just ate at your lunch at 3 o'clock. What's going on? Are you stressed? Are you overwhelmed? Be aware and acknowledging of your emotions. And then be honest with yourself. That's how you stay on track, being accountable. And if you need an accountability buddy, they're easy enough to find. You know, there's tons of health coaches. There's your peer group. There's enough of us around that can help you stay on track. That's what's most helpful.
Accountable and honest. I like how you said if you were to ask someone, they know what to do, they just don't do it. So those are two good tips to make sure that you start that journey to health. And when somebody starts that journey to better eating, how do they make that transition from poor eating habits to healthy eating habits? Can you share some strategies for that?
Sure. So, you know, as you know, my job is really to assess, and I think any wellness coach or dietitian or lifestyle person, if you're going about helping somebody make a change, is to assess sort of where somebody is in the process of being ready to change. Some of my clients, I'll throw kale smoothies and, you know, more complicated, higher level, you know, stuff at them. But there also is a lot, there are a lot of people that are really just ready to make one change. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I think that's where the issue lies for most of us, we get overwhelmed. So if you're somebody who's skipping meals, for example, start to work on your habits first. I'm not picky with so much what you eat to start, but that I want you eating every 3 or 4 hours. That is generally the most important thing I have people do, is start to look at their habits, and most often it's how often you're eating. Make sure you're eating every 3 or 4 hours. It's so important.
So look at your habits, be aware of what you're doing, and even where you said we have to be more accountable and honest, you said write down your emotions. What are you feeling at that time? So a part of this is really you've got to put work into this. You've got to really try to understand what's going on with your everyday life and why you're making the decisions you're making, right? And then make that one change. Make that one change, like you said, because we all get overwhelmed. So if we try to do too much, we're going to fail, right?
Totally. And it's not worth, the guilt is not worthy expenditure of your energy. You know, be reasonable with yourself. Pick one thing and start there. If you achieve that thing, you know, in the next 5 minutes, awesome, move on to something else. But don't start with more than you can handle. It's not worth the emotional strain and stress of it.
All right, pick that one thing. Can you give us a recommendation? Someone listening right now going, okay, I'm in. What do I do first? Help me. Tell me.
So I want to make sure, like I said before, the most important thing you need to do is make sure that you're eating every 3 or 4 hours, okay? So if you've already got that under control, you need to make sure that you've either got a protein source or some fiber. Like vegetables are an awesome source of fiber. They're my favorite source of fiber. Or some healthy fat. So you've got three choices, protein or fiber or healthy fat at every meal and snack. So at breakfast, that might be an egg or some avocado on your toast. At lunch, that might be some lean chicken, or maybe you do some organic tofu, or again, that egg is a great choice, or lots of vegetables because of the fiber. Your snack, you might have some almonds, or you might have some peanut butter on an apple. You've got some protein and fiber and fat in that peanut butter apple combo. And then dinner should look similar to lunch. So make sure there's a protein, a fat, or a fiber. It'll keep you full, and it'll help you avoid that drive-in decision that we were just talking about.
I love those. So protein, fiber, healthy fats. So right there, your top three, put those into practice at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you're starting your transition into eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a next step to add in an exercise? I know you said walking around the garage. Is there something else you would recommend for people to get moving on a more organized basis every day?
Sure. There's so many apps now and so many, you know, I hear a lot of times I'm too busy. I have to leave for work at 6:30 a.m. or I get home too late and there's no gym classes around. Well, there's so many apps and so many awesome services. So there's Daily Burn online. You can sign up for not too much money a month. I think it's like maybe $30, give or take a little bit, a month, and you're access to unlimited classes, all different types. There's apps like the Nike Training Club app. It's free. There's my friend Kayla Itzinas. She's awesome, the Australian trainer who's got that app that everybody loves. I've done it myself. It's great. There's a lot of ways for you to find programs online or on your phone. There's SkyFit. There's so many apps. Download one. Just start with something. Make 15, 20 minutes of time. If you're somebody who likes to be around people when you work out, go to your local park or running track where there's going to be other people around you if that's motivational to you. Or find a local class. YMCAs have great gym classes, especially if you don't want to spend a ton of money. You know, there's 100 ways to make it work. You just need to find time in your schedule. And then, you know, there's so many options for you, which is great.
And we'll put a list of those apps on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So you can, I'm going to start that over. And we'll put a list of those apps on the show notes page at radiomd.com so you can find all of those. And then I do want to talk to you about beverages, too, because I know we can pack on a lot of pounds by drinking sugary drinks and things like that. So any tips for cutting back on Starbucks or even cutting the soda habit? Because, I mean, just by cutting the soda habit, we help our bodies a lot, right? What happens when you give up soda to your body? Good things, right?
Such good things. I mean, from whether it's real sugar or artificial sugar, both of them aren't good for different reasons if you're going from either regular or diet soda. Then there's in other sodas like dark-colored cola sodas, there's phosphoric acid, which has been found to be bad for bone health, can leach calcium out of your bones and help to deposit it in your arteries. So that's not so hot. And also, you're getting so many extra calories. Think of all of the things that you could possibly spend those calories on while still saving a bunch by cutting out the soda. So, you know, instead of drinking soda, I am very happy to have clients start to drink like flavored seltzer water. Now, you want to be careful of the artificial sweeteners that can sometimes appear with ingredients sucralose or aspartame. You know, some of them are free of these kinds of things, and then some of them do have added sweeteners. You just want to be conscious that you're not only reading the number nutrition facts label, but that you're reading the ingredients, which is actually much more important. You know, if you're somebody who drinks a lot of soda, try and cut it down by a third or a quarter or even in half. That's how you make good, sustainable changes. Don't try and cut it cold turkey. Make steps so that you're drinking less of it. Of course, more water is better, more hydrating. If you want to throw a bunch of fruit or vegetables in your water to flavor it, cucumber, pineapple, strawberries, you know, go for it because that's a natural way of flavoring your water. But I would say try and cut back on the beverages that have both artificial garbage and also even the real sugar. Spend it somewhere else. Put it somewhere else.
Okay, so those are good tips. And do you have a recommendation for flavored water that doesn't have sucralose in it or the crap?
Totally. Polar, like the polar bear. Polar makes a great, they make a million flavors of different seltzer waters that don't have any garbage in them. Poland Spring does also. there's one called Halls here in New York, H-A-L apostrophe S. Pellegrino and Perrier even make their own versions of flavored seltzer waters.
All right, and again, we'll put those on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Isabel, I have this theory that high-performing people have a certain way they start their morning. It just sets their day off the right way. Can you share with us, how do you start your day?
So, Bill, I'm so glad you asked me this, because I've actually been reorganizing my morning recently myself. So my buzzword in 2017 is balance. And I used to be somebody who got up at 6, 5:45, was at the gym at 6:15, got my workout done. And I found that I felt like I was always in such a rush. Like, it was just such a rush for me, and I was exhausted by the time that the day even got started. So I said to myself in the beginning of the year, how can I make this better? What is my body craving? I was craving, like, more peacefulness, quietness. So what I've now started to do is I wake up still at about 6:30, but I'll get a cup of green tea. I've also been drinking just a touch more caffeine than I used to. I'm sort of reorganizing, but I'm keeping it within one cup. And I go for a long walk in the park with my dog. So I'm starting in a much more peaceful way. I'll go for about an hour, a couple miles. It's not the high intensity, you know, pedal to the metal exercise way I used to start my day, but I find that I'm a lot more peaceful and a lot more relaxed when I start my day, which is important for me to nourish my soul and spend time with me. And so what it's made me do is find another time of the day to exercise. And honestly, it's been the best thing I've done for myself in a long time. So that's my new routine of the past month, and it's been great.
I think that is so cool. And again, you brought it up again, self-aware, because you said that I asked myself, what am I craving? So again, you kind of went inward, and what am I looking for? So that mental aspect is so important. And then you said, you know, I would just want more peace in the morning. You weren't looking for the total high-intensity fitness workout, a little more peace, so a walk with your dogs. How cool is that? So right now, for my listener, whatever you're doing, try to put something in place in the morning and ask yourself what it is you need in the morning. And whatever that is, do it, because, as you said, you start your day in a more peaceful way. Whatever that works for you, do it, because I do believe it will translate and help you get through the day better and enjoy life more and enjoy work more. So, Isabel, mm-hmm. I got another question for you, because one of the things I'm interested in is joy, and I want people to have more joy in their life. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what really brings you joy? I think we've already kind of heard maybe some things, but what that is and how you think we can all experience more joy in our own lives.
I love that. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. My other, you know, in the balance way of trying to, like, really make each day feel special and exciting, not that it doesn't, but I think we can very easily end up going through the week and just looking forward to the weekend and saying, oh my gosh, 2 days till the weekend, 1 day till the weekend. And I'm trying very hard for personally myself and for my clients as well to try and urge them to make the weekdays, it's not going to be realistic to make them all feel like the weekend, because we do have to work, right? But I think it's important that we, like, just like I said, starting the day more peacefully, doing things that make us feel a little bit less like we're shoving ourselves around. Do pick something every day that you do that makes you happy. So my time with my dogs in the morning, I'm connecting with others because I'm out with other dog owners in the park. I'm making my furry little friends, I've got two Yorkies, really happy. You know, my boyfriend and I will walk through the park in the morning, and it's something, he and I connect during that nice walk, and it's not pressured and it's not rushed. That's one thing that really brings me joy. The other is, now that I found a little bit more space for myself, I'm enjoying a lot more spending time with my friends. Connection is so important in our world. The most important thing we can do is connect with others. And it's very easy not to, especially if you're like me, like a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, doing your thing kind of in your own realm all day long. It takes much more energy for you to go out and make time with others, but it brings you so much heartfelt happiness. And that's really important.
You had a great quote there. Make each day feel special. And that's an easy mm-hmm. mantra to live by. Right. Don't throw away today because it's a Thursday and I can't wait to get to Saturday, or it's Tuesday. God, I can't wait to the weekend. And we all do that. You're right. So make each day feel special. And you just named a few things there. Not extravagant, but things that bring you joy. Walking with your two Yorkies, as you call them. Connecting with friends. Spending time with your boyfriend. Those are easy things. Free. And it's something that, again, you identified it, and it brings you more joy in life. And that's something we should all try to learn about ourselves and put into practice in our own lives. So thank you for sharing that with us. Well, coming up, we get the high five from Isabel Smith. And if I could ask a favor, after the interview with Isabel, if you could jump over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, because the goal of this podcast is to give people kind of a roadmap to life where they can learn something to make themselves happier, to give themselves more inspiration, and certainly more joy. So if you could do that after the interview, I would appreciate it. The High Five with Isabel Smith is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Isabel Smith. Isabel, are you ready?
I think so. Yes, I'm ready.
Good answer. I think so. What is he going to ask me? I don't know. Question number one, what made you fall in love with nutrition and health?
I am almost 30 now, and I was 10 when a dietitian came to my school. I watched her talk, and I was like, wow, I have to do that. So that was when my soul, I think, was ignited into the world of health and nutrition. I've always loved helping people. But since then, it's really been my task and journey to end up where I am today.
And you started paying attention to food right there at the tender age of 10 years old?
No, it was more from a medically interesting perspective. There's two kinds of dietitians, I think. There's ones that are like real foodies, and then there's ones that come from the more medically interested. I'm much more like a medical science kind of brain. And this person was talking about eating disorders and all sorts of things of that realm. And I just thought it was so interesting how you could really help to heal people with all different kinds of ailments and illnesses with food. So I spent a lot more time rolling my sleeves up and getting, you know, involved in the science realm of things, understanding the body and what makes it work and the things that can affect hair loss and cancer and how food can really play a really key role in how our bodies act and react to our environment. So
important.
It's so important, and I think it's very underrated. And it's not just, it is what about your food looks like, but it's also what's it going to do for you? How can we make it so that your food can really heal you? So most of my nutrition life has actually been clinical until the past 3 years when I've been working for myself, because I found I could make a bigger impact in the day-to-day with people than I could in the hospital.
I think about that woman that gave that talk to your class, and I don't know, maybe you still are in communication with her, but how cool that she influenced your life that way.
I do still, I am still in contact with her.
Oh.
I do, and she and I are connected, so.
Oh, yeah. That's neat. I love it. Yeah. All right, question number two. Can you give me one kitchen gadget you can't live without?
I'd have to say the spiralizer. I love my spiralizer, the thing that makes noodles out of every vegetable. It is the best secret to indulging without actually indulging, but also in providing lots of nutrients with sweet potato noodles and zucchini noodles and beet noodles. I love it.
And we'll put a link to a spiralizer on the show notes page for you. And question number three, you have accomplished so much in your life. What's your key to success?
You know, I listen to myself, I listen to my gut, and I listen to what it's telling me. If there's something I want, I go after it. I think fearlessness, I'm good at it. I'm not quite as good in my personal life, but I'm really good at it in my business life. And I've chosen something that I love to do, so it makes my everyday very easy for me. And I think that's the most important, is to find something you really love, and it makes work much more fun.
Okay, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
I have a few. I'm gonna give you, based on what I just said about finding your passion and listening to your gut, listening to your soul. And this is an Eleanor Roosevelt quote, and she said, "Do what you feel in your heart to be right, or you'll be criticized anyway." You know, starting my own business at the early age of 26 is a very criticizable venture in a lot of ways in the health and wellness world, but I knew it was right for me, and it has been, and it's actually allowed me to really follow my dream and follow my heart and help people in a greater passion. So do what you know is right.
Love that quote. And again, we will put that on the show notes page as well. And question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
Balance. You got to balance life, because if you don't, you burn yourself out. And then you're unhappy. You don't end up achieving what you want. Things don't look the way you want them to be. So balance.
And you've got to work at it. It just doesn't just happen.
Hard.
You've got to put time into it for sure. Isabel, how can we connect with you? I know you're available for hire. Somebody listening right now may be saying, I want to talk to her. I need help from her. How can we connect with you?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody who wants to connect with me. You can find me on my website, isabelsmithnutrition.com. I will soon be launching my lifestyle brand as well, Lifestyle by Isabel, so stay tuned for that. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm a lot more active on Instagram, at IsabelSmithRD.
And we're going to put all those links on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Isabel, so fun talking with you today. And as I end every show, I'm going to leave you with my own favorite quote, which is, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Isabel, thank you again.
Thank you, Bill. Such a treat.
And thank you for listening. I'm sure you got some good stuff out of that interview with Isabel. She was dropping the value for you. Again, thank you for listening and being here on this journey with me. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. She is great and helps organize all of these interviews. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and at Which Way Is Life on Facebook. You can also check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com. And if you can, quickly just jump over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. That way, we have a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. Once again, thank you for listening. Check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.